Okay, so motivation is a very interesting concept. Well, to me anyway, like I said already, like I was always really, really into bodybuilding and all that kind of stuff, and like there's a plethora of like bodybuilding motivation videos and things like that that you can find on YouTube, just like all these videos of people just like, working out and screaming at each other and all that kind of thing. And it really, like, well, for me anyway, it really, really always got me going. Like, I always kind of motivated me to see, like, oh, these people are performing up here, and just like, I want to perform up to the same standard, and I want to like work hard and get it done and all that kind of thing. And it can apply to different things. Sometimes I actually, there's this guy called C.T. Fletcher who's very, very good. He's not a bodybuilder, but he was a powerlifter back in the day. But like he runs a gym called the Iron Addicts Gym. I don't even remember off the top of my head. But like he does these fantastic videos where it'll actually just be a video. It'll just be videos of him and his like crew, or him and like the people, like the regulars at his gym, just working out, just training, and like showing like the different things that they do. They're not like giving. It's not like they're like demonstrating and explaining as they're going. Literally, it's just like you're just watching them work out, and like C.T. Fletcher will be like talking as they're going, like, okay, so this is what we're doing, and this is how we're doing, and it's literally just him talking while they're working out and stuff like that. And I actually really like watching that. Like, I love watching it while I'm working out. One, just because like it's good to hear people go intense like while you're trying to like get into that mindset. But sometimes I like to watch it while I'm studying, just because like it's kind of like it's a nice white noise. But like whenever I like connect to it, I'm like, oh yeah, good. And I just like it gets me back into that kind of like yeah. And I like it gets me going again. It makes me focus back on the studying, because I'm like, yeah, let's do it, yeah. And I get like getting all motivated. But motivation is really, really interesting, how like it can come from so many different places, and like it's never quite uniform. Like you always I always find that like when I'm feeling motivated, like it's strange, because it can come in different forms, where sometimes it's like, oh, I've got to do this, I'm gonna do it, or so, and sometimes it's like, no, I'm the best, I'm gonna do this now, yeah. And I'm just like sometimes it's like really like taking command of situations. Sometimes it's like, oh no, this is what I need to do, this is my duty, or something like that. Sometimes it's like, oh, I owe it to this person, or I owe it to whatever in order like to do this thing. Sometimes it's like, that person over there lifted that amount of weight, or that person over there is studying for 4 hours now. I'm gonna study for 5 hours. Like, that feeling where you're just like, because the thing is, nobody wants to admit it, but that's motivation too, is like seeing somebody else and going like, you know what, fuck that guy. I'm gonna do this better. Like, because the thing is, it's such a weird emotion. Like, I know like different people have it in different like degrees. Like my natural competitiveness, I always have tried to like dumb it down and kind of push it to the side, because like I don't like, because like I like people, and I don't like trying to be better than people, because like I don't know, I just don't like that kind of mindset. But it's definitely a thing. Like, it's straight up definitely a thing. Like, I don't ever say, like, I never mention it to anybody, or try to like talk to anybody, or try to like, tell anybody that, like, oh, I'm gonna do better than you, or anything like that. I always just very quietly kind of look over and go like, all right, okay, I'm gonna do my own. I kind of like try to do better, just like, because it's weird, because it's not like about them. It's always been about like, okay, that person has done this, I want to be above that. Like, I want to be above that level, therefore I'm gonna just like go for something higher. Which is weird. It's a strange kind of motivation, where you kind of where it like you it's an element of spite mixed in with like personal, like if I'm being honest, like in some cases it can be like guilt or shame, where it's like, okay, this person is doing this thing, I should be able to do that, therefore I'm not gonna subject myself to the shame of not being at that level, or not being able to do that thing. Obviously, that's my own personal situation, so like different people have it for different reasons. But like I think like it is very, very much like a motivating factor to have somebody else and go like, okay, no, I want to do better than that. But it's strange where it comes from, because like different, because like, I'll put it this way, is that like motivation, like you were mentioning earlier, is that like focusing on praise or focusing on acquiring things, like your motivation is always aimed at something. But like when you're motivated about something, you're only thinking about doing the thing. You're not thinking about the outcomes. You're just like necessarily, you're just thinking about like, I'm going to do this thing. And then like, and then in the back of your mind, you're like, yeah, to, in order to get this effect. But it's strange because like sometimes the effect can kind of change, or kind of, you're not entirely sure where it comes from. Like for example, in acting or whatever, like I love acting, or I love drama anyway, just because I love the idea of like the artist's mind, like their mental state through the media that they create is communicating an experience directly into the audience's own minds. Like I have this idea that I want to put across, so I write out this play, and I'm gonna, and that like through this play, hopefully that'll communicate the feeling directly into somebody else. So like for somebody, that's like the motivation, like for, on that end, it's like the motivation is I want to directly cause this experience in somebody else. And like that, like as an actor, I'm always as an actor, as a person who acts, like that's something that that is really, really important to me, is like whenever I'm on stage, I'm always like, this is the experience that I'm trying to create with the words that I say, with my tone of voice, with the emotions that I'm using. I mean, my communication is like that as well. But the thing is, the thing is that motivation can then shift on you, where sometimes like, you know, like you were mentioning how like praising people can sometimes cause them to focus on the praise rather than their own innate motivation or curiosity. And it's strange because like I don't know, maybe it's just an Irish thing, because we always have this huge shame thing about being praised for something, you know. It's like, well done on like that masterpiece that you painted. Oh, it was nothing. I didn't do it. Anybody could have painted that. It's like, but you're literally Pablo Picasso. Anybody could have painted that. You know. But like, and it's the same thing in it. Like, but like in acting, like for example, is like if I'm on stage and all that, like I feel great. Like I'm doing the thing. I'm enacting my motivation. I'm able to just connect with it directly and call and give this performance. But then as soon as somebody praises you afterwards, the motivation or the thing that it's motivating you is just stripped from you. It's just pulled away, where it's like, oh, I'm glad that they had a good experience. Like it was personal a second ago, but now it's taken away from me and it's all about them. As soon as somebody is like, oh, well done in that, or like, this is what I thought of the play, or whatever. And it's strange how like quickly that can shift, because like when you're first like say you're like writing something, you're like, oh, this is just from my own experience. But then as soon as you like publish it, you're like, it's no longer my own motivation manifest. Like it's not my own story that I was writing for me. Now all of a sudden it's all about what everybody else thinks about it, and I don't even matter anymore. And it's the same, like it's strange how like that, it just shifts on you, where you kind of, where like the thing that is motivating you can very quickly spin on its heel and turn into a different experience, or it can very quickly just like morph into something else. So it's odd how there's like this connection between motivation and action, where like the action is always the same and the outcome, it will always be the same, but your motivation is completely defined by like what your relationship is, or what your perspective is on that action. Because like at first it's like a personal thing where you're like, yes, and the performance to the crowd, da 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 da, I'm creating this experience, and it's all like a very, very personal thing. And then afterwards it becomes very like, all of a sudden it shifts 180 degrees, and it's a very technical, like, okay, well, I could have done this, I could have done this way, or like there is this technique for doing it this way and all that kind of thing. Instead of living in the moment or doing that thing, all of a sudden it's like, okay, well, these people have said these things, they probably like this about it, okay, and I'm breaking it down. And it's like YouTube analytics, I guess. Yeah, that's a good way of thinking about it, that like you have people, like before YouTube was all about like, you know, like creating something just to share with the world and doing this kind of thing, just throwing it out there. And, you know, like you'd have people that would comment like, this is bad, sad face, or whatever, I don't know, this is, you're an idiot, lol. But like for ages, like that's why YouTube was, where people were just like, I'm just gonna put this thing and make like put it out there in the world and it doesn't matter. But then as soon as monetization came in, like, yeah, it's grand, yeah, like still going fine, people are just creating what they want. And now people are starting to analyze their own analytics, and now people are looking at like what's the ideal length of time to release a video, and now people are looking at what's the ideal amount of content to put inside a video, and now people are looking at like, okay, well, what's the right regularity to release a thing? Okay, what do people like and not like? So I'm going to release more of that and less of that. Da, 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 da. And then you just get like these things just start running away, where it's like all of a sudden it becomes such a mechanized, like, in order to get the most amount of views and the most amount of like cents for every like advertising euro that the company makes, like these are the different things that I need to enact. And it starts running away and just like turns into something else. Weird. Anyway.